There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Gang's all here, ready to go. We will have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Our stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter, and it comes out every day, Monday through Friday, at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Could have some movement on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. We'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. It was injury night in the NBA. Kevin Durant and Luka Doncic. Luka with an injured thigh. And Kevin Durant in warm-ups looked like he rolled his ankle. And I'm sure there'll be MRIs here with these two stars. NCAA bids last night, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Colgate, and Montana State. You imagine if you say, where do you go to school? Texas A&M at Corpus Christi. I think they're known as the Islanders.
Is that right?
I think.
They have an and sign, a hyphen, and two periods under the CC. So you got everything with Texas Corpus Christi.
Wow. How many teams have had that in NCAA tournament history?
Oh, checking.
Yes, if you can. But I think they're known as the Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Islanders. Let's see. Montana State back in the big dance. I think that's back-to-back years. Also back-to-back years for Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. And maybe Colgate, too. Colgate winning the Patriot League. Yeah, Paul.
It is Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Islanders men basketball. That's a full sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an island community?
I don't know.
There's water there.
I'm assuming if you're known as the Islanders.
But like Coastal Carolina is not actually on the water.
No, it's not.
It's like 10 miles inland.
Yes.
How did they do that?
It still feels pretty much on the water.
You can smell the ocean. Like, you know, with a breeze, you can smell the
But coastal. You should be able to see the coast from the campus.
Compared
right?
to the other parts of Carolina, it's probably more coastal than...
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of this program. You got instant classics, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, autograph cards. Start or continue collection now at PaniniAmerica.net.
Dan, updating you on the Corpus Christi situation. They
yeah.
are on the water in the Gulf of Mexico, okay. and there is a kind of a barrier island, Mustang Island there. So I think they're going to be okay with the Islanders. They're definitely on the coast.
So they would be the Barrier Islanders.
Yeah, a little wordy.
Of right. Texas A&M at Corpus Christi. I mean, you might as well go all in. Let's have the longest name in NCAA tournament history. Can we find that out?
Ooey Pooey.
Oh.
Oh, good call.
What was that? Indiana
University, Purdue, Fort Wayne.
Ooey Pooey.
Is that Ooey Pooey?
Wait, I don't think that's...
Indiana University, Purdue.
Is it Indiana? Let's look at it.
Coastal Carolina, 8 miles from the water.
Okay. Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis.
Okay. Is that the longest name in NCAA tournament history?
Wow. What's their mascot?
The Ooey Pooey?
I wonder if people consider this. I'm a little more ooey. I'm a little more pooey. I like the Purdue side of things a little more pooey than ooey.
All righty. What's poll question we're going to go with? By the way, Jim Boeheim, I think, wanted to retire. Or was he retired? Did he retire? They lost to Wake Forest, and this is how it sounded after the game.
I've just been lucky to be able to coach this long. I think you missed it. I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not saying...
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
And you're not sure whether you're... How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Wait, didn't that sound like that was scripted? Like, and then I'll say, and then I'll... Then you say, and then I'll say, and then you say, and then I'll say. And then we'll come away going, did we learn anything there? And then soon after, the university said, Jim Boeheim's no longer our head coach. I think he wanted to stay, even though he said he retired. But then he's like, I don't know. You have to ask the university. You know, the university doesn't want to fire him. They want Jim to bow out gracefully after 47 years. If you factor in assistant coach and playing career, he's been in Syracuse for, over 55 years? They decided they're going to pull the Band-Aid off this, and then they're moving on. But you don't want to be the bad guy there and say, yeah, we basically said to Jim, we don't want you anymore. But that's what they're saying. They moved on, had his retirement speech, but it did sound like, I don't know if I'm retired. Go ask them. And then soon after, it was like, we have a new head coach, Adrian Autry. Yes, he...
Huge day for William Payne, though.
Yeah.
That's basically a career maker. Right, Billy?
Who knew that Billy
Payne, the only guy who figured it out?
Billy Payne figured out that Boeheim was going to retire. He gave a retirement speech, I guess, the previous week.
William, the only guy who figured it out.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
Yeah, and Syracuse men's basketball issued a release and on social media within an hour of the game that announced that Adrian Autry is the new head coach. I mean, this has had to be going on for weeks. They had to talk to Autry, make sure he's good. He's not interim head coach. He's the successor.
No, it was awkward, and it shouldn't have been that way. It should have been Jim knows that he's retired and he's bowing out, and let's be respectful to Adrian Autry. But it's never easy with Boeheim. 47 years there, over 1,000 wins, 5 Final Fours, 23 players selected in the first round, won a national title. That was 20 years ago with Melo. God, 20 years ago. 2003.
So you want to come back? I didn't say that.
Yeah. The winningest active head coach right now in college basketball is Bob Huggins at West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. You're just not going to see this anymore. I mean, these are dinosaurs. You know, Jay Wright bowed out at Villanova. Coach K, Roy Williams. Coaches, you know, and you don't stay at any place for, you know, a long period of time. And then Jay Wright stayed at Villanova. Coach K stayed at Duke. And, you know, Roy was at Kansas, then went to North Carolina. Players are in control now. Absolutely. Name, image, and likeness. One and done. G League. The NBA going to get to the point where they allow you to come out of high school and go right to the NBA. You know, coaches trying to figure this out. And I'm sure that Jim Boeheim, it's probably bittersweet that he's going, you know, I hate to quit coaching, but I don't want to coach in this environment anymore. And I don't know if that's how he feels, but after, you know, 4 decades, nearly 5 decades of coaching this way, and now you're not really in control or as much as you think you are, well, that's why you're going to see a lot of these coaches who bounce around. You know, John Calipari's going through this at Kentucky right now. He's got a warm seat in Kentucky. And I never would have thought that we would be saying that about him. Now, he's got a great recruiting class coming in. But that's what Coach K or Coach Cal does. He kind of keeps himself relevant because he'll bring in another recruiting class. But everybody's caught up to him, or a lot of schools have caught up to him. And they're able to get these recruits. And, you know, it used to be that it was Calipari and Kentucky were leading the charge on, we don't care if you're one and done. And then when Mike Krzyzewski goes, you know, maybe I'm going to get into the one and done. I go, okay, that's it. You've just taken away the advantage that Kentucky had. But Jim Boeheim, I owe part of my career to Jim Boeheim. And also the coaches who were in the Big East, Louis Carnesecca, John Thompson, Raleigh Massimino, the early days, man. We were coming off those games, leading right into SportsCenter, being able to cover the Big East tournament.
The best. Best.
I mean, I was able to see some great, great basketball at the Garden. Great basketball.
It feels like there's like a generation of people that were sort of raised on the Big East tournament.
Yes.
You know? And me being one of them.
And plus, you also look at this and you go, Jim Boeheim bows out in what, Greensboro, North Carolina, when Syracuse is playing Wake Forest. What is wrong with that picture? Hey, we want to be a football school as well as a basketball school. They could have just kept the Big East and been a basketball powerhouse. And I know you get your money from football. I know, you know, Syracuse football program. But, you know, it's really about their basketball program. And, you know, you look around with St. John's or Villanova. I mean, it's about basketball with those schools. But everybody wants to expand. I mean, you're seeing this right now with the Pac-12, Big 12. Everybody's looking for a seat. And what's going to happen? Now you're going to start poaching more, you know, schools and trying to – Gonzaga maybe to the Big 12. You know, is Oregon going to go to the Big 10? I mean, this is what's going on right now. Kind of wild. But when, you know, Syracuse decided that they were going to be in the ACC, and I was like, all right. And then I did have people arguing, well, you know, they got great basketball there. They do. But it just felt like the Big East, and everybody wants to kind of metastasize. Hey, we're really good here. Let's spread it out a little bit here. And Syracuse ends a game against Wake Forest. All righty. What's poll question today, Seton?
We got a bunch of them here, Dan. We can start with Aaron Rodgers if you want.
Let me save that.
Okay.
Because we have maybe some information coming up here with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
You want to go with Jim Boeheim?
Okay.
He's no longer the coach at Syracuse because he decided 47 years is long enough. The headaches of NIL and transfer portals became too much, or he was forced out. I think that's from Todd.
Oh.
I think the toddler.
I would just say he was reminded that he wasn't going to be coming back. Encouraged to retire.
It does seem like we're seeing a lot of, you know, just Hall of Fame coaches retire in the last year, two, 3 years.
Yeah, but look at the ages of, you know, Coach K was, what, 75 when he was retiring, maybe?
So you think like the like emergence of NIL and things like that is just coincidental?
No. I think it does factor in. I think it makes it far tougher to be a head coach now.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because there's so much more involved in this. How much am I going to make? That's probably one of the first questions that they hear. Imagine you're a Hall of Fame coach and you got some 18-year-old coming in there with his parents. Hey, how much am I going to make? And that's what they ask.
Yep.
It's not playing time. Oh, I'm getting playing time. It's how much am I going to make? I mean, imagine LeBron James's son is going to do some university a favor by going there for 1 year. And he's only going to be there for 1 year. And he's probably going to make, you know, $7 to $10 million when he's there. And they'll be on national TV all the time. The players are the ones who are guiding this now, steering this now. And I'm sure that, you know, some of these older coaches are like, hey, I want to do it my way. That doesn't work anymore. It's you got to play the game. And that's the game. Transfer portal. Used to be, hey, am I going to play as a freshman? Now we're not even talking about that. It's how much money am I going to make? All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up, settle on a poll question, and Drew Brees will join us coming up in a little bit. Gilbert Arenas, former NBA All-Star, get his thoughts on the situation with John Morant. John Morant taking another couple of games off, not called a suspension. It's everything but a suspension, it feels like, in name. But four more games, perhaps, for John Morant. Gilbert Arenas has been down this road before. And he had an unbelievable career, and then at age 28, he brought a gun in the locker room and had it pointed towards one of his teammates. So we'll talk to him coming up. Drew Brees, we'll get his thoughts on the size of Bryce Young, and also what's he think of Derek Carr going to his New Orleans Saints. Take a break, 15 after the hour. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com. They know, too. And they made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com. Get started. It's going to take you less than 10 minutes. See if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. The business that you have may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. No upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. And a lot of businesses believe that they didn't qualify or wouldn't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. You got nothing to lose. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. Get started. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
They say good things to come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all. Set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. We will get to your phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Have an update on the Jets-Packers possibility of a trade and Aaron Rodgers' future here coming up in a moment. We were also talking about Texas A&M Corpus Christi. We found out it's not on an island, Paulie. They're on the bay, on the water, and they have to travel across the causeway to get to the island, North Padre Island and Mustang Island. Okay? Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis no longer exist. Purdue pulled out, so it's just OUI.
Pooey pulled out?
Yeah.
It left OUI all by itself?
It's just OUI. Oh, no Pooey.
Like Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Knew we couldn't trust Purdue.
They're the Jaguars.
Knew it.
What other names do we have for?
Longest names in college basketball, Division I basketball. I got University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Remember, they were the 16th seed.
Yeah.
They won.
Yes.
They go by UMBC.
Okay.
North Carolina A&T State University, Bulldogs. That's very wordy.
Okay.
Northwestern State University of Louisiana. Here's probably the longest, I think, word-wise.
Okay.
California Polytechnic State University at San Luis Obispo.
Okay. I think we got a winner there.
Let's go California San Luis Obispo Mustangs. University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, UTRGV. We are UTRGV. We are. So they're Rio Grande Valley. This is probably the most random one. Fairleigh Dickinson University College at Florham Devils.
Hmm. Well, you can't throw in the nickname because that's not part of the school title.
I think, they have six. Okay, then the leader in the clubhouse is California Polytechnic University, State University of San Luis Obispo. That's seven words.
Uh-huh.
Top that.
Diana Russini of the Mothership had an update on Aaron Rodgers. And this morning tweeted out, in the wake of an extensive in-person meeting between Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets brass, including owner Woody Johnson, there's optimism in the Jets organization that they are on the brink of landing the future Hall of Fame quarterback, sources close to the situation tell ESPN. Okay. And Diana had some pretty specific notes about the meeting and the importance of the owner flying his private jet with everybody there to go visit Aaron and sell him on being the New York Jets quarterback. Not sure if I'm the Green Bay Packers, like, do I stand in the way of this? Because you're going to say, okay, the Jets want Aaron Rodgers. We're giving him permission to talk, or you permission to talk to him. What do we want in return? Because I feel like the Packers, and it feels like all indications are they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what the salary cap hit's going to be, but you do have Jordan Love, who's not making a lot of money this year. And then you're going to have to make that decision on him next year of what you do. But do you take a first rounder? Would you take a second rounder? Would you take a couple of second round picks? I'm not sure what Green Bay wants, because you don't want to make the mistake of having the deal go south because you asked for too much. And then Aaron Rodgers comes back, and you really want him to come back. So it's got to be, give us something that feels commensurate to, you're going to get a guy who can still play at a high level. We're going to help you out, and we want this in return. And I don't know what that's going to be, but it feels like Green Bay, I think it started out that it was going to be a first-round pick. I'm going to guess that you could probably get a little bit less than that. And you get the Jets, 13th pick in the first round. To me, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Jets. I don't want to give up that pick, but I'll give up picks to you. I just don't know what Green Bay wants, because they might view this as whatever we get is going to be a bonus, aside from the salary cap hit we're going to take with Aaron Rodgers. But that's what the report is as of this morning. According to Diana Russini, there is optimism in the organization that the Jets are on the brink of landing the future Hall of Famer. And once again, he would be becoming a Jet at the age that Brett Favre did, and that's 39. Yeah, Paul.
How much bargaining power do the Packers have once this becomes public and the trade talks start, because the Packers cannot not pull out of this at any point and say, nah, we're not taking it. Like, there is no no. You know, and so the Jets could almost start a little low, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do, because if I'm the Packers and I want to move on, I don't want to get to the point where we're going to play hardball with you, and then all of a sudden you go, all right, you know what, it's not going to work. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, Marv.
If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, how many primetime games do they get? I'm thinking...
Well, there's only there's a limit to how many primetime games you can get. I think it's five, maybe. Yeah, Seton.
Without Aaron Rodgers, how many primetime games does the Green Bay Packers get?
Oh, ooh.
Without him, because there's not a lot of sizzle to that team once he leaves. I mean, maybe I'm missing it, but...
Well, you'll get a Bears-Packers game. You always get that.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, you're going to get to that one. Jordan Love versus Justin Fields. Diana Rossini will join us a little bit later on. Fritzy's been working on that. And I think at the top of the 11 o'clock Eastern hour. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at the Jets' 2023 opponents. We don't know their exact schedule, but we know which out-of-conference teams they will play. The Jets do not play the Packers this year. On the rotation of teams, like the schedule isn't set till May, like the organization, but the teams they play is set. There should be some type of NFL rule where the commissioner is allowed to float or flex one game a year based off fan interest. What if the commissioner said, you know what, I'm going to declare Jets-Packers play in week three?
Well, they played last year at Lambeau.
Right.
And Sauce Gardner put on the cheese head, and he has tweeted out that he promises not to pick off Aaron Rodgers in practice and that he will burn his cheese head. I don't know if that would be enough, where if Aaron Rodgers says, the reason why I'm going there is Sauce said that he won't pick me off in practice. I wonder, imagine if Aaron Rodgers is there going, in front of Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, I'm just trying to come to grips with $100 million over the next 2 years. I'm trying to see if I'm okay with that.
Does that agree with my life right now?
Yeah. And is it, like, do you own me? Or do you, like, you're an owner. Do you own me? Or are you?
I feel like collaborator would be a nicer word.
It feels like the galaxy owns us. Not an owner.
Aren't we all one?
You can't spell owner without one.
Without one-er.
I'd love to have heard the conversation of just where did they go? What was it like? What was the mood like? What was the lighting like?
The lighting?
Yeah. No, it feels like that it had to have. You know,
do you have to take your shoes off when you go into the house?
Ooh.
Put on some
flip-flops.
Please don't touch the wind chimes.
Oh. Imagine if the Jets brass gets on the plane. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Hey, Woody, we still have to have him, okay? All right.
In a robe the whole time.
let's all sit toward the north. It'll help my flow.
What was the... what? Was it Seinfeld? What was the one where David Duchovny has his robe on and then they realize that he doesn't have anything on underneath and somebody goes over to pitch him on doing a movie, I think?
Oh, is that Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Was it Curb? Where I don't know, but I just remember David Duchovny of the X-Files. He's in his hotel room and somebody goes over. Yeah, Paul.
I think it's the Larry Sanders Show.
Larry Sanders, there you go. Yeah, okay.
The Gary Shandling Larry Sanders Show.
Oh, it's spectacular. They're just, because Larry's over there pitching David Duchovny for be a guest on his show, I think. And he's got his legs crossed. And he just has his robe on and nothing on underneath. And all of a sudden, he uncrosses his legs. And Larry Sanders is looking like, what is going on here? I don't think it was like that for Aaron Rodgers.
Might have been
hey, Woody. Wait, who are you talking to? Yes, Paul.
So in the scene, David Duchovny uncrosses and recrosses his legs, and Gary Shandling just kind of looks towards the sky. He's like, but he's still talking. Like, so if we do this, it'd be four episodes.
If you get a chance, watch that. Larry Sanders was such a wonderful show and so way ahead of its time. Gary Shandling did a wonderful job, you know, mocking satirizing late night TV shows. We'll get some phone calls here coming up, and we'll settle on a poll question. Which one are we going to go with, Aaron Rodgers, or are we going to go with Jim Boeheim?
See? We actually went with Jim Boeheim.
Okay, this hour.
Yeah, we said he retired or was retired. Is that okay?
Yeah. Feels like it's both. He retired.
I didn't say that. That's how I said. That's what you said. I said.
But do you think this is Boeheim, who is the original Larry David, by the way? That he was kind of having fun. This is his last press conference, and I'm gonna be irascible. And he always is, always has been. You know, why stop now? All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm trying to understand the Derek Carr contract situation. So Carr was leaning toward joining the Jets, but then maybe he picked up and felt that the Jets weren't leaning back toward him, so he ends up signing somewhere else. Is this situation at all similar to when you were leaning toward asking Jenny Batch to the prom but never did, and she went somewhere else too?
Wow, it's too soon.
Wow.
Too soon. Jenny Batch should have asked me to the prom. I mean, let's be honest.
Back in the day, it didn't work that way. It wasn't turnabout.
No, it
what is that, the Ann Archer Day or something?
No, Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins.
Where the girl asked the guy to the dance. Yeah,
Sadie was forward.
And she asked me to the Sadie Hawkins dance.
She did?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it's on me.
Did you go?
Hell yes.
You went to Sadie Hawkins dance with Jenny Batchy?
Hell
and
yes.
And then you didn't ask her to the prom?
I,
dude, what are you doing?
I know.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You blew it.
I was very, very shy. And I just didn't have the opening line. You know? And all I had to do was say, hey, you and me, prom.
So you tell her we're going.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't ask.
Yes. And her dad was my dentist. And like there was a whole lot going on here. And I always thought that maybe he, you know, put the drill, you know, when I had a cavity and maybe went a little deeper in there, just give me a little more pain. Like, be like, all right, I'm not going to ask her to the prom. Yes, Paul.
Did you show up to the prom covered in rain like Tom Cruise and Born on the 4th of July? Want to get one dance before you go out to NAMM?
Nope. It was sad. It was pretty sad. Didn't go.
No, not at all?
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad for your brand.
Yeah. Yes, back then I didn't know I had a brand, but it was bad for my brand. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Did you have a tux ready or your leisure suit?
I would have It was a light blue tuxedo.
The Slaymaster 4000?
With ruffled shirt. You know, had the ruffles down there. I mean, I was going to kill it. I mean, she went with Jay Keffley. Yeah.
Son of a...
He doesn't have a show.
No, he does not. He doesn't have a man cave. He's not in Hall of Fame.
He's an adult. That's what that means.
He's not petty.
Yeah.
But he has prom pictures from 1972.
Yeah, he does.
He's got memories that last a lifetime, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Here I am, decades later.
Clearly over it.
I know.
Clearly.
I did try to get back at her, even though she didn't do anything wrong, by dating her other sister, who was absolutely gorgeous as well. But
that ended it, right? Once you date the sister.
Then it was over.
That was a spite date.
No, but one of the worst moments ever, and I've told this before, she went to Miami of Ohio.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I did John Cusack in Say Anything before John Cusack in that movie. I show up unannounced, and it didn't go well.
I'm so sorry.
She didn't have a dude in her dorm room, did she?
She was dating somebody. Yeah, she was dating
her
somebody.
RA.
No. But I showed up, and she went. When somebody says, "What are you doing here?"
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't
needed to see.
We were in the area, and you know, Miami of Ohio is out in Oxford, Ohio. It's not in the middle. It's in the middle of nowhere. Like, you have to be going there. and I gave the, we were in the area, and it didn't, it wasn't, it was bad.
I'm so sorry.
It was bad. Yes, Todd.
She opens the door in a towel, and you hear a voice in the back of, honey, everything okay?
No, it wasn't that, but it was very, very awkward. Very awkward. Yeah, Paul.
If she would have said, what are you doing here? The tone.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that tone.
No. Because it was, what are you doing here? Oh. Instead of, what are you doing here? And I'd be like, hello. It's here to see you. I was just in the area. And I didn't have the grades to get into Miami of Ohio. I didn't have the looks to get into Jenny Batchy's dorm either. I mean, let's face it. It was rough. I'm over it. I'm sure she's happily married, living someplace in Ohio.
Want me to check? I could do it. Take me like 20 minutes.
No. I'm happy for her, and I hope that she's happy. And I'm very lucky.
Do you think people, like, when she's out, like, shopping, go, did you hear the radio show the other day?
He was doing it again.
Yeah. He's creepy.
He was talking about it again.
Yeah. Jenny, why won't he let it go? And then her husband, Tim, I feel bad for him.
T-Money.
Yeah, I know who Tim is. All right.
Tim's not the guy from the prom. Tim is...
No, that's Jay Keffley.
So yeah. Tim, post-college score?
And I'm not, you know, I'm the one to blame, not Jay Keffley. You know, Jay's like, all right, hey, you going to the prom? No, nobody's asked me. You want to go? She said, yeah. And I hesitated. Didn't get the shot off.
I heard Jay Keffley got in early on some Apple stock, too. His whole life just went great. Like, he was in on Amazon. He was in on Apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Microsoft. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it early.
Yeah.
Helped build Facebook.
Early.
I was Microsoft when I went to Miami of Ohio when I was seeing Jenny Batchy. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? Nothing. Just in the neighborhood. Jack in Michigan. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Hey, let's see if we can change the mood here.
I think everybody has gone through one of those moments where you're like, God, I didn't step up, or I embarrassed myself completely. And that was mine. I absolutely embarrassed myself. What do you have, Jack?
Hey, I saw a friend of yours the other day, Jim Jimerson.
Yeah.
You know Jimmy?
Yeah.
I asked him, we were talking about the NCAA tournament, and he gave me some info that you're going to be interested in.
All right. What did Jimmy Jimerson say to Jack in Michigan?
I said, Jim, how do you see the tournament going this year? And he said, based on info that he has from insiders, he thinks there's a good chance this year's tournament will not be chalk from start to finish. He says there's a slight chance of one or two upsets.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you. We do have the Jimmy Jimerson here. Jimmy, what do you think is going to happen in March Madness? How do you think this is going to play out?
Branching into college basketball.
Yeah.
No, it's nice.
Yeah. Jimmy Jimerson, our resident insider.
Well, at large bid, Dan.
Going to hear a lot of that with the analysts because they're not going to be up to speed on some of these schools. Texas A&M. At Corpus Christi.
It's 3-D.
The Islanders.
Got to work into Blue Bloods. You got to say that as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They don't pass the eye test, do they?
Yeah.
It's all senior guard play.
They don't pass the eye test.
You know, that's a Southland Conference tournament, and they like to get after it down there.
A blue guy.
Yeah.
That solid blue guy.
Yeah, the Islanders have won 4 straight and 12 of their last 13 going in, too.
Last 4 out, first one's in.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up here. Dan Patrick Show. If you are a regular listener, then you know how much I love Simply Safe Home Security. I love it to be able to tell you about it. I love it to have it in my own home and protecting the man cave here. Simply Safe Home Security uses Fast Protect technology. Only Simply Safe has this. Capturing critical evidence, verifying the threat is real, so you get priority police dispatch. Simply Safe is designed with cutting-edge technology backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, and it's going to cost you less than a dollar a day. Now, if you're going to go, okay, how much is that? Dollar a day is less than half the price traditional home security systems will charge you. You can lock, unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere with your app on your phone. Now, U.S. News & World Report said, best home security system of 2023, 2022, 2021. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Whatever, it looks like I got it.
Play it and play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Rebounded by Wake with 6 seconds. Williamson to Appleby. Veers to the right. Back to Williamson. Long three to maybe win.
Yeah!
Hit it.
It's over.
Hit it.
0.2 seconds. They can't do anything but tip the ball in.
Williamson hits it from the deep right wing, right in front of the Wake bench with 0.2 seconds to go.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. The last game for Jim Boeheim as Syracuse head coach. Wake Forest earns its first ACC tournament win since 2017. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything you've earned doubled. So trips, restaurants, all doubled. See the terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Fritzy has given me an update. The Celebrity Bracket Challenge that will let you know how you can be involved in that. Fritzy has reached out to Liam Neeson. How did that work out with Liam Neeson? Is Liam going to be in the Bracket Challenge?
According to his publicist, thank you for reaching out. He won't be available as he'll be on a press tour, but hope it goes well.
Okay, that's nice. Fritzy also reached out to Jessica Alba. How did that work out?
Thank you, but this isn't going to be possible.
Okay.
Possible.
Did you think
it's
of...
Not even possible.
Did you think of asking Jessica Alba's husband?
Who's Jessica Alba married to these days?
See, that's the problem with you.
Yeah, but why would we want him on anyway?
Well, his dad is Mike Warren from Hill Street Blues, who played at UCLA under John Wooden. And Cash Warren might be a guy that we can have on.
Yeah, but Jessica Alba was Dark Angel, if I recall correctly.
I get that. I'm just saying that Cash Warren might be somebody who would be interested in doing this.
I saw Wild Things, by the way, the other night. I always get to tune into that when I flip around.
I didn't ask you.
Denise anything. Richards. Hey, Todd, not her thing. Sorry. Agent for Denise.
It's a nice no. It's a nice no.
It's not her thing. What are you?
Okay.
I try to explain. You don't have to know anything about college basketball. People pick colors or mascots or logos. Just fill the sheet out. It's a big deal.
Okay. Can we get back to reality in inviting the celebrities for the bracket challenge?
We are like 6 days away from when the sheets have to be in.
You know, can we try a guy?
Have we tried Robert Downey Jr. yet?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, we had Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, so why not?
Years ago. I think he had Long Island.
He had Akron beating Long Island University in the final.
Yeah.
We did invite Charlie Sheen, did not invite Robert Downey Jr., who was laying outside my house the other day, which is weird. I told him to get off my property. That was weird. Is that too soon? Doesn't he do that? He like shows up at people's houses wandering? Am I being insensitive? He did do that.
It's
right?
A long time ago.
I know, but he was like kind of laying in someone's house or something. Decided to pull up a chair and lay on the couch.
He's like one of the more successful rich actors in
people
Hollywood
have problems.
History.
Who hasn't done that, though, people to be fair? I mean, who hasn't?
It manifests in different ways, people's stresses.
Well, recently, who hasn't done that? I think that's what we're saying.
Now we're getting Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, heard you talking about me. So when does the sheet have to be in by? Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going to show up at the man cave one day. He's going to be outside sleeping. Hey, I just want to get my bracket in.
What are you doing laying there on the putt-putt thing over there? That's weird.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, how about a guy?
We can work in a few
minutes. Just try a guy. Yeah, Paul.
How about Tim Robbins? Remember we had him on a while back? And he's a big sports guy. Yeah. We got to call him back.
Yeah. How about Tim Katie Couric?
Yeah.
How about Blake Shelton?
Okay.
How about Blake Lively?
Ooh.
I invited Britney Spears, and I just got a response, thank you. I don't know what that means from the agent. Like, so noted, aware that you're interested, it's not going to happen. Just thank you. Period.
Stop badgering these people.
These are some big-time agencies, too.
I know.
We want to have them on our side.
It's embarrassing.
But we're thinking about them.
No, that we know they're not going to do this.
But you never know. You find that one in the haystack, the needle there.
Okay. We got Michael Douglas. And that was one of those oh-wow moments.
That was pretty crazy.
Yes, it was. Because he's a big-time Hollywood star.
But you never, all of a sudden, Robert De Niro sends in his sheet. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
That's what's exciting about it.
Lewis, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think Bobby De Niro is going to be.
What's so funny about my bracket? Oh, Pesci's throwing one in. What's so funny about my Elite Eight?
Or we could get Al Pacino.
Okay. And our Kansas there. The Jayhawks. Cutting down the net.
We're not getting him either.
One bracket at a time, Dan. One bracket at a time. To the Final Four.
All righty. Jason in California. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm jacked up today. Okay, Seton. I got a pie to the face bet.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So Brady will be back. Be a Miami Dolphin. Got it.
Okay. Jason in California, pie to the face, Seton, that Tom Brady comes back with the Dolphins.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take that
there you go.
All day.
All right, Jason. It's a key line pie. Key line pie, pie to the face, Jason in California.
Not happening.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
No, it's not.
All right. Nick in Texas. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, this is Nick from Texas, 5'8".
Turn down your radio or your TV, Nick.
Okay, hold on.
All righty. I can hear Fritzy doing his Pacino impersonation. All right, Nick.
Nick from Texas, 5'8", 250. Getting back to Jenny, have Marvin play your song, Jenny,
5'07", 854 or whatever, 309.
867-5309.
Jenny.
Jenny, I got your number.
Yeah. Now Paulie's reaching out to see if he can get my, I can't even say it's my old girlfriend because I don't know if she was my girlfriend.
You don't know.
Oh, well, my God, dude. You. Oh,
that was a bad line.
That's bad. I don't know. I mean, I loved her, but I don't know.
Love from afar?
I don't know if she loved me.
She's like, so when people are like, Jenny, he did it again. She's like, we never even dated.
I know.
He wasn't even my boyfriend. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Paul.
I hate to pile on, but I'm going to. I did a deep dive in the commercial break. I found out what her husband, the guy she met at Miami of Ohio, does for a living.
Tim?
Yeah.
Tim, It's your dream job. He's in charge of interior decorating. He has a whole company and business around interior decor.
No, I know.
Which is your dream job.
It hurts.
Dang, dude.
It hurts.
Just keep taking L's right now.
Wow. He's got no Emmys, but a lovely sectional for you.
Yeah. Here, I got an ottoman for you.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Drew Brees will join us coming up next hour. One more item. We close out hour one. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. They have unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences and the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Also, check out the newly released NFL Mosaic, Prism, NBA Hoops, and more of your favorite Panini brands now as NFTs. Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions. Those are located on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest stars, the all-time greats. These are the official products of the NBA, NFL, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. And you can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and more. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.